US President Donald Trump has offered to wage a full-scale war against Mexican drug cartels, suspected of being responsible for the deaths of three women and six children in Mexico's north. Six other children have been found alive, one with a bullet wound. One child remains missing. Barney Porter has the latest.
The family of American Mormons was attacked while travelling in a convoy of three SUVs on a dirt road between Chihuahua and Sonora states, both bordering the US. Republican Senator Mitt Romney is also a Mormon who represents the state of Utah, home to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The briefings I have haven't suggested a motive, and so I really don't have an answer on that. I'd be surprised if it was a targeting, frankly. I think it's much more likely to be something associated with the business of the cartels.
Mexico's security secretary says the gunman may have mistaken the group's large vehicles for those of rival gangs. Taylor Langford is a cousin of one of the victims. He has a message for the leaders of both Mexico and the US.
They need to step in and protect their citizens.
Some of the victims are believed to be members of the one family, including four boys and two girls. Mexican authorities say at least five injured children have been taken to the US city of Phoenix for treatment. The Mexican president is Andrés Obrador.
De la agresión.
I send my condolences to the whole LeBaron family, he said, to the family members of all the victims. This is a terrible tragedy because children and innocents lost their lives. As is his style, US President Donald Trump tweeted and provided his own theory as to what happened.
A wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children and some missing.
He also offered a possible solution.
If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth.
President Obrador has already said thanks, but no thanks.
Entonces voy a hablar con el presidente Trump.
I'll speak to President Trump and thank him for his support, he said, and see if it's possible to receive help within the framework of our current bilateral agreements. But I don't think we need the intervention of a foreign government to deal with this case. For his part, Senator Romney has backed his president. He says the drug cartels in the region are a real concern and says President Trump's tweets struck the right sentiment in offering to help Mexico fight such gangs.
Barney Porter.